Sorry we ran so long, but we had some issues that we had to discuss, and quite frankly, it took a little while. All right, with that said, I'm going to go ahead and call, open the meeting. Kyle's going to give the Pledge of Allegiance, and Mr. Olinger is going to give our prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A moment of prayer. Gracious Lord, we bow our hearts and minds and give thanks for the wonders of water, which give us the beauty of springtime. Give us guidance as we deliberate on matters that serve the best interests of the customers we serve. In your name, amen.
Amen. All right, with that said, I'm going to call the meeting to order. Madam Secretary, can you take roll, please?
Director Don Olinger?
Here.
Director Greg Young?
Here.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Here.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Here.
President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Here. Thank you. Bless you. Okay, I move that I would ask that we adopt the agenda. Oh, excuse me, Clarence?
Yes. I'd like to add to the agenda, it's not on the agenda, that we have our reports. Normally, we would have a report section because staff does have a report that we'd like to make.
Do you have a report?
Yeah.
All right.
Mr. President.
We're going to take a vote on that.
4/5 vote to add to the agenda.
All right.
What are we adding to the agenda?
Normally, there after the business items, there would be two sections. One of the sections would be reports, where the board, legal counsel, and general manager would give a report.
This is a special meeting.
I understand, but
he's just asking if we want to add that.
Do we need to have a vote on that since it's not a actual business item? It's just something that was left off, legal counsel?
I would suggest in the abundance of caution that if you're going to add anything to the agenda that you vote on it.
All right. Let's just go ahead and take a vote on it. All right. So the proposal is that we add, there's going to be a report of one of your staff.
Yeah, the general manager's report and then, or general manager / staff report.
Okay.
Right.
And then legal, right?
And then legal.
I have no report.
Okay. So general manager / staff report at the end. Okay?
I so move.
Okay. Madam Secretary.
I'm sorry, who was the second?
Oh, he was. I went ahead and said that's what we're going to do, so.
Dr. Taylor motion, Dr. Clifford Young second, to add a report section to the agenda. Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. All right, it's added. All right, so now I move that we adopt the agenda. Do I have a second?
Mr. President, I make a substitute motion that we table all business items on this agenda to the next regularly scheduled board meeting.
Okay. That I had already made a motion prior to
and
that.
And I made a substitute motion.
Okay.
I second
all right,
the
so,
substitute.
All right, we have a second on the substitute motion that all the items be tabled to?
To the next regular board meeting, and now that I have a second, if I could.
Let's take the vote.
Explain the reason.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
You know, this was a special board meeting for the members of the public who are here to discuss matters related to our mid-year budget. And then, to my surprise, last night when I got home at about 10 o'clock from my project manager's meeting, I noticed that the agenda had been filled with 13 regular business items, things that, to me, upon quick glance, are items which, frankly, should be at a regular board meeting. You know, and to me, while it may be not necessarily illegal to take it up now, to me it's kind of skirting the intent of the Brown Act, at least in spirit, in my opinion, because we're not giving the public a full 72 hours to review regular business items. Now, the Brown Act does give us the ability to have special board meetings for special reasons, But to put all these regular business items, and I'm not disputing that they're not needed, but to me, I don't understand why it was added, one, and two, why it cannot be taken up at a regularly scheduled board meeting when the members of the public understand we have a regularly scheduled meeting, because unless you knew we had a special meeting, you would have missed this entirely. And to me, it makes no sense to have regular business being crammed in here when it should just be at next week's meeting. And not only just because as a board member, I didn't get enough time to review the material, but I think it's really unfair to the public to only give them really less than 24 hours by the time they probably even noticed we had a meeting to review what should have been on a normal agenda. So I'm asking that the board just table it. It should be taken up next week as it probably should have been in the first place.
All right. Well, while I disagree, we'll go ahead and take the vote. Madam Secretary?
Could I ask a question?
Yes, Don, go ahead.
Is there anything in here of the 13 items that are extremely urgent and would qualify for a special meeting that can't wait?
We have a few items that, for example, the payment of invoices. We always want to be timely in paying our invoices. Some of the task orders for engineering to keep things moving, like, for example, item 8 and item 9. Let's see. Oh, the Persimmon Pipeline.
But would any of those have precipitated their own need for a special meeting on their own?
No.
Especially since we have a regular board meeting scheduled in less than basically a week from now?
They would not have precipitated a special meeting.
Does that answer your question, Don?
Yeah, this is a tough one. Mr. Legal, House Counsel, your thoughts. Does a special?
I agree.
Do these items qualify under a special meeting?
I agree with Director Young that there's nothing illegal about having business matters in a special meeting that is specifically allowed. But that's a different question about whether or not the board would have called a special meeting based on these items, a different question about whether or not it's legal to go forward today. So, did that answer your question?
Yes.
But to my statement, though, Legal, I did also point out that the Brown Act is very clear about giving the public 72 hours notice on regular board meetings, and these are the kind of items which would normally only come in a regular board meeting. So aren't we, again, I agree with your assessment, we're probably not technically breaking the Brown Act, but we sure are kind of skirting the spirit of it when these are items which should, the public should have a 3-day window to review, and we're trying to squeeze them in here.
Director, would you accept a friendly amendment to just at least discuss under business the three items that the GM feels is urgent?
Including item 13. I didn't get to item 13. That's important.
Which items?
13.
Okay. Are you saying are urgent?
Okay. Paying invoices. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then I'd have to ask.
But what's going to be delayed by waiting a week on those matters?
And then item 13 for sure, because we have people at work.
Okay, well, the change order I would consider, but the invoices, I mean, they understand that we have two regular board meetings and that, you know, that's how we work. I don't think we're going to be shut off, are we, on any of these vendors? Are we?
Board President, if I may just add something to the discussion here.
Go ahead.
I know that at the last meeting we talked about the budget. The budget items will be brought up at another meeting. Staff needed more time to prepare information, but a lot of these items need to be addressed now. Some of them have urgency in terms of being paid. For example, item 13, it's important that we address that one.
Okay.
Has to do with, as
again,
they're going to discuss.
I'm,
but I'm just saying that just to move the board items forward and to move these items in regard to the district's business meeting to move forward.
Well, I would be willing to
we need to
to accept a friendly as far as 13, because I can see that that is a very timely one. But again, paying bills as a part of our regular business is not something which can't wait till next week.
Well, it
when again, members of the public have 72 hours to...
Let me just add, we're not, nobody's, I mean, could you start out by saying...
All right, hold on.
Kind of started.
Okay, well, okay, I heard you. Okay, hang on a second. Don, did you finish with your question?
Finished.
Okay, go ahead.
This is a discussion among board members. Why is staff getting into a discussion that's among board members?
Well, he said he had something to offer to help answer a question, and I allowed it. Okay.
So to answer your original question, Don, I would be willing to entertain it for item 13. Now, is there any other items other than the bills that the general manager feels is so critical that it can't wait till next week?
I'm going to ask Linda on the engineering items.
I mean, I'm just interested in doing things the right way. So this is very unusual to me to see this.
On the engineering items, which ones are really critical to keep the projects moving forward? Go to the mic, please.
Obviously, we'd like to keep all the projects proceeding. But I think that if the board wanted to, we could go to the next board meeting, or they could possibly wait for the next board meeting.
Which ones? Call them out by number, please.
Item number 8, 9, 10, and 11.
Well, I will accept my fellow board member's friendly amendment to at least consider item 13. Would that be to your satisfaction then, Don?
Yes, it would.
Mr. Board, can I just point out another item? I think it's just for the board to make a decision.
All right.
Some of these items are from December and January, so we do need to make sure that we take care of some of those invoices. So they're not held back so much.
Okay. All right. Well, everybody's been interrupting the motion. I was trying to push it through. So let's just hang on a second. All right. I get that.
So I just want to make sure that we cover the items that need to be covered because of the urgency that they're, you don't want to hold them off too far
all right.
in December, January.
I get your point. Can you repeat the motion on the floor, Mrs. Secretary?
I did need some clarification on that.
All
is
right.
the motion to
I don't blame you.
Well, I accepted Director Olinger's friendly amendment to modify my original motion to table all business, but to now allow item number 13 for consideration tonight and to table all remaining matters.
Okay, and Dr. Young seconded that.
Yes, I did.
You did?
And with the amendment.
And I accepted the amendment.
Okay, so is that clear as mud, Don?
Yes.
Okay, so while I disagree with you, let's go ahead and take the vote on the motion.
Okay. Motion on the floor is to table all items and pass number 13, with the exception of item number 13, which is to consider a change order increasing the contract amount for Aerotech, Inc. for temporary labor services.
Just one point of clarification on the motion. I would just take out pass 13. You're not going to pass 13. You're going to consider 13.
Consider 13.
Consider 13.
Consider 13.
Thank you, Mr. Tafoya. No problem. Director Don Olinger?
This is a tough one for me, but I have to go with yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
No.
President Dr. Michael Taylor?
No. All right. So everything is going to be moved to the next meeting with the exception of item 13, which we're going to discuss.
And Mr. President, don't forget you still have to report out of closed session.
Thank you. All right, so let's move to item 13.
Item 13.
We still have public participation.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. I don't have anything up here for public participation. Was there a card filled out for it?
No public participation tonight.
All right, so All right, public participation. Any person wishing to speak to the Board of Directors on matters listed or not listed on the agenda within its jurisdiction is asked to complete a speaker card, which nobody has done, and submit it to the district clerk. Each speaker is limited to 3 minutes. Under the State of California Brown Act, the Board of Directors prohibited from discussing or taking action on any item not listed on the posted agenda. Comments related to notice, public hearings, and business matters will be heard during the occurrence of the item. Public communication is the time for anyone to address the board on any agenda item or anything under the jurisdiction of the district. No person will be allowed to make comments at any other time in the meeting except if there is a public hearing. Also, please remember that no disruptions from the crowd will be tolerated. If someone disrupts the meeting, they will be removed. You guys are so rowdy out there that we probably would have to do that. So, all right, seeing no participation, public participation is closed. Okay? All right, so let's move on to item number 13 under business matters. Item number 13. Does anybody wish to pull item 13 for discussion?
No, but I would like to hear the staff report.
Do you have a report?
Yes, basically item 13 is to increase the contract with Aerotech from $25,000 to actually $24,999, but to $50,000 to pay for temporary labor that we're using until we can fill vacancies. And the problem with filling the vacancies for the operator class is that we had some 17 different positions that we consolidated into five different classes, and that was done in August. And everything was fine at that time because there were no salary increases. Everybody just stayed in their salary ranges. And I think there were like about 9 salary ranges. But we need to hire some new people, and we need the board's approval for consolidating those 9 into 4 classes so that we can properly place new people in their positions.
All right.
I'll move the item.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I'll second the item with the little discussion. I just want to make sure that we know that it's important that we approve this because, according to my notes, I think we still have 4 vacant positions stemming from resignations from the past that we haven't quite filled yet.
Well, 2 resignations and 2 people we had to move out of the positions for medical reasons.
So it's, I don't want to say it's a wash, but it's not a tremendous fiscal impact, I assume, because it's all the savings.
Salary savings covers, yes.
All right, Madam, did you have something else, Dr. Young?
Is there a second? I have a question.
There was a second, yes.
I have a question.
Okay.
The Aerotech, we previously used them?
Last year sometime. But this is the first time we've used them this year, this fiscal year. But we considered it back in the summer, but it did not happen.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Are we currently using them?
We are currently using them, correct.
And we use them under your authority?
That's correct, under the $24.99.
Okay, under your authority, did you consider any other firms or just this particular firm?
This firm, because we've used this firm before.
Can we get the record on what we used them before? I don't remember.
We used them in operations, as we're doing now, but in a different area of operations. It was under Rudy's group in terms of maintenance, and this time we're using them under metering.
So this is a pre-approved firm?
This is...
state that differently.
Right.
This is a firm that we have previously used for temporary work?
That's correct.
And they were on an approved list?
I can't tell you about an approved list.
How were they selected the first time? I mean, how did you select them? That's what I'm getting at.
Based on the fact that I'm aware of them, but the fact that we had used them before. When I talked to staff about who the district has used, they said Aerotech. So I said, fine, for temporary labor.
Have temporary workers before?
Mm-hmm. I understand that they were for labor, for cleaning up around the sites.
So they are working as meter readers or what?
That's correct, yes.
and our meter reading department, I read your report, our meter reading department is down two?
Is down two in terms of resignations from the district.
Four.
And two because we've had to transfer them out.
Totally.
Four
so
total.
How many temp do we have?
Four.
Okay.
All right. Madam Secretary, let's take the vote on this, please.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Director Dr. Clifford Young?
I'm abstaining from this vote.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. Okay.
Move for adjournment.
Do you?
We have another.
We still have more on the agenda. Yeah, we did a report. Okay.
Yes.
Mr. General Manager, I see a new face sitting here.
I'm sorry?
I see a new face sitting here.
Oh, yes. Oh, I wanted to introduce our new interim CFO, Lanita McCauley-Bates, and if you can say a few words to the board.
Thank you for allowing me to speak today. I appreciate the opportunity to work with you guys and to assist in any ways in order to make sure the financials are in order. I am interim, as you know. A little bit of my background, I have 16 years of water experience. I have been involved with the utility industry since 2003. I started at a facility that was 220 MGD. We dealt with various KPIs. I also was responsible for the $250 million annual budget, P&L, and I'm looking forward to putting into some internal controls, reviewing internal controls, seeing what we have right now, and also offering a little bit of my legal knowledge as well, because I am a licensed attorney in Indiana. Thank you.
Thank you. Was that it, Mr. General Manager?
Licensed
okay.
In Indiana or California?
No, I'm licensed in Indiana. Okay. I have my doctorate of jurisprudence.
Okay. You're not practicing in California?
That's correct.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. We thought the board would like to know the latest in terms of an update with our districting efforts and working with the county. So, I'm sorry, speaking to the mic. Okay, we thought the board would like to hear where we are on our districting efforts. We've been working with the county trying to get the district maps finalized. So what we're gonna do is have Nassim, who's been leading that effort, to speak for a few minutes. And then after that, Talat is actually gonna show you some pictures of what the changes are that have been made and that need and the others that need to be made.
Good evening, President, Vice President, Board of Directors. Appreciate your time. Just to give you a brief update exactly on the current status of the districting process, we have been working with the both counties, San Bernardino and Riverside counties. We do have the maps from both counties, and at this point, we've just Talat and I, along with the general manager, have been reviewing the maps to make sure that in fact they are consistent with what the board has approved. At this point, we have received the latest file from San Bernardino County. There is a question in terms of the board resolution. The county council is currently reviewing San Bernardino County. The county council for the registrar of voters is reviewing the board resolution to make sure everything it meets their requirements in terms of the elections for down the road moving to even years. So we have been in contact with them. Our hope is to get that resolved in the next week or so, and in the next week. At this point, we have been approaching the interim registrar of voters Bob Page just because the process has been taking a little long, and we definitely want to move along. We do understand that there is an election coming up this year, and the district files have not been broken down into the districts because of that. So we are working on finalizing that, and we'll continue giving you updates as we move forward. And now I'll go ahead and move on with Talat, so we can give you an update and show you exactly what changes, the fixes that have happened in terms of the discrepancies from the past. Yes, sir.
What is the projected timeline for it to be complete?
I'm trying to get a solid date from, it's San Bernardino County that really is slowing us down. Riverside County has been very easy to work with. Of course, that's only just a small sliver. Riverside County, San Bernardino County, I don't have a timeline. I'm trying to get a timeline, and at this point,
it's with legal, and that's the holdup.
It's legal. It's county council. The registrar staff has been great working with, and they've been telling me their hands are tied. It's within county council's hands. I'll take your direction if you want me to follow up with the board of supervisors, whatever it is. Well, you know, I could definitely go ahead and do that. I'll follow your direction.
I can just say, seeing as someone who works with county legal counsel actually on a daily basis as a part of my job, they have a lot to handle because one of their main legal counsels just retired, and I know it's put a kink in some of our contracting at Arrowhead. Just keep following up with them, and hopefully you can get that resolved quickly. But I know they're a little slower than they have been in the past because of one particular person retiring after like 35 years there, type of thing. So,
but we do understand the urgency in getting this completed. Now I'll hand it over to Talat, and he can go ahead and show just a few points in terms of the fixes that we've been able to make to make sure that the mapping is consistent with what the board has approved.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I would like to show you the improvement since the last presentation I had about a month ago. So we received the shape files, and then we overlaid with our parcel layers, and also we have the center line, parcel lanes, and our city boundaries. So we overlaid all the layers and then compared the accuracy of the shape files. Now I'm gonna show you the improvement, starting with this is the county club area, and the yellow line I'm just showing you was the previous line, which as you can see, cutting through the parcels. So right now, the current one follows the city boundary and then fixes the problem. This was the huge parcel problem we had on the first time. So moving forward, and this is Rosina Ranch area, and previously, our shapefile shows another violation on the parcel lane. So it's been fixed. So they follow this city boundary, and so that none of the parcels are cutting anymore.
Which district are you showing us?
Right now, the pink one is number two, district two, and the blue one, number three, district three.
You and Mike. Mm-hmm. So you are lining them up with the city boundaries then?
Based on this resolution, yes, they follow the boundary.
Okay.
Sure.
We do have a legal description based on the boundaries for all the districts. So we have been consistently going back to making sure that we are following that.
Are we in compliance then with the ordinance that was passed by the board? Are there changes that would be contrary to what the board resolution was?
To my knowledge, no. That would be, and I'm not an attorney though. I would forward that over to Mr. Tafoya to answer. But in terms of what we're doing, we're making sure that we stay consistent with the board resolution.
Okay. Okay. No, my concern is that the changes, the modifications that you make, are consistent with the board resolution.
Yes. So when Talat is showing you examples of what's happened, it's when the county GIS staff member will go in and just, you know, and break it down and put push buttons and making sure they're you know, try to do the lines, but they try to do it quickly. Obviously, you know, everyone wants their file, but when it comes back to us, we have to verify. We have to verify and make sure it's accurate. So that's been the process and making sure that it's consistent. I know that Director Young had you know, been going to the county and trying to get the files, but part of it is making sure that it's consistent. And while we have gotten in the past, part of it is getting a printed map. You don't have a shape file to see the parcels. So now that we have the shape file to see the parcels, we're going and making sure that it's consistent. So what he said is we put overlay to making sure that it's matched and it's consistent with what the consultant.
Is it consistent with the resolution that the board passed?
Yes.
Right. That's, and I just want to make a comment. A lot of these mistakes were mistakes by our own demographer. He drew lines right through the middle of parcels. So even though he read a legal description, he drew lines through parcels. So when the county got it and they started drawing lines, that just exacerbated the problem. So we're trying to
make it consistent.
Right.
Make it consistent with
right.
the parcels.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Okay.
Point of clarification. I am not reviewing anything or doing anything involved with the districting. If it's the board's pleasure that I review these things to make sure it's consistent with the board resolution, you know, can you give me direction to do that? Because I'm not doing anything related to the districting.
I don't think it's necessary.
I don't think that's. I just.
It looks to me like somebody was drawing lines. They weren't wearing their glasses when they did it, and we're just straightening it out.
I apologize, Mr. Tafoya. That was, you know, if they did have any questions that they wanted you to review, that's what I.
Fair enough. Thank you, sir.
So I'm going to continue showing.
How many of these corrections do we have?
We figured out four corrections.
Just four?
Been made.
Okay.
Well,
I just wanted to
more.
Get a,
he was only bringing
I just wanted
four
to get an sure. idea of time. That's all. So we got two more to go through, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Very
good.
Yeah, I told them to keep it short. They had many
yes.
more.
So this is also between District 2 and District 3. And we are, I'm just going to show the base map. So we are in Somerset Drive and North Veronica Avenue. So there was an issue here. We caught it. And then it shows the parcel line here. And it's cutting through a neighbor's parcel. So we reported, and then it came
whoa,
back.
Wait, slow down a minute. Can you enlarge that a little bit?
Sure.
So what parcel is it cutting through?
Your neighbor.
So.
Which?
The one to the right or left when you're
so
facing your
the
house.
Yellow, let me ask a question.
Let me show you the parcel.
Is the yellow line the corrected?
That's
which
the,
one is the correct?
No, this is the incorrect one. He's showing the old one.
Yellow is the incorrect one.
Okay, what is the correct one?
The correct one is this one. They correct it, and they follow the parcel line between your parcel and your neighbor's parcel, and this is the result.
Yeah, so it stays on the line.
Oh, okay.
Follows the fence, right?
Okay.
Make it easy. There you go.
So this parcel...
Yes.
So you're right. Taking 2 feet of your neighbor's yard.
Can you move it up a minute? Move it down. Move
zoom out. Yeah.
Okay.
You were encroaching on your neighbor.
I see what you're doing. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. You got one more?
One more.
Okay.
He's got an eye for detail.
Yeah.
Glad somebody does.
So this is... this was actually a huge mistake here. I think it's a human error.
Ooh.
And the yellow line shows we have almost 20 houses here, and then they ignored or overlooked. So again, we communicated. So they fixed by including Hathorn Avenue on the right side of the Hathorn Avenue, all the parcels included.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's the huge fix, actually.
Okay.
This is for District 3. District 2, I'm sorry.
2.
Everything seems to involve the pink one, District 2.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Very nice. Was that it, Clarence?
Yes.
That's it as far as the staff report. And I want to thank these guys for paying a lot of attention to detail and following up.
I was just going to say that. But, yeah, thank you, gentlemen, for all you're doing. Glad somebody's checking all the work that the registrar is doing and everything. So thank you.
All right. Legal counsel, do you want to report out?
Thank you, Mr. President. There's nothing to report out of closed session. There's no final action taken.
Okay. Does anybody up here have any comments before I close this? I'll take that as a no. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.